This is the Tiger 102.75.
Officials yesterday inspected a seafood processing factory in Rasada. A factory manager has been arrested over illegally operating a seafood factory. The Phuket PR office reported that officials from the Phuket Fisheries Office as well as the Phuket City Police inspected a seafood processing factory in the Rasada area. The factory was quite extensive and appeared to have more than 40 staff. A 47-year-old, the manager of the Phuket Union Food Company, was arrested. He was charged with illegally operating a seafood factory operation. A dolphin found off Nyang Beach yesterday has been rescued. The Serenat National Park chief said around 7 a.m. yesterday, local fishermen at Nyang informed us they found a dolphin near the beach. Park officials reported that it was a 1-meter striped dolphin. The dolphin had wounds on its back and around its mouth. They helped the dolphin by using a wet towel to hold it in the seawater to balance its body temperature whilst waiting for a veterinarian from the Phuket Marine Biological Centre. The dolphin's now under the care of the Phuket Marine Biological Centre. We'll bring you some more details about the dolphin's health when we get some further information. And a 96-year-old bedridden woman has died in a locked room in her house in Udon Thani. Fire swiftly and completely engulfed the building, according to its neighbours. The fire spread from the home next door and also damaged another neighbour's house. Firefighters spent about an hour trying to extinguish the blaze before the lady's body could be recovered. Her daughter and son weren't home at the time. Police suspect a short circuit amongst the aging power cables could have sparked the fire. In a move certain to rile Thai nationalists and cultural experts, UNESCO has listed a version of the con dancing as a Cambodian cultural heritage. Thailand also applied for UNESCO Heritage of the Dance, a ritualistic performance where heavily costumed dancers frequently wear masks and stylistically act out portions of the Ramayana, the Storm of the Monkey King. At a meeting in Madagascar, UNESCO considered and approved cultural protection for what Cambodia calls Lon Kon. The differences between the Cambodian and Thai versions of the performance are not immediately evident. The UNESCO decision in effect throws out the Thai application to have Kon listed as a Thai national heritage in need of urgent safeguarding. In 2016, the cultural minister said that Thailand would not contest Cambodia's proposal because it's a tradition shared by many Southeast Asian nations. German Chancellor Angela Merkel yesterday encouraged the Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha to lead Thailand towards democracy. Ms. Merkel said at a meeting with General Prayut that Thailand had a very difficult year on the domestic front, and I will encourage the Prime Minister to continue along the path of Thailand's return to democratic order as soon as possible. General Prayut responded, "We are advancing towards elections in February 2019, and I have every intention of making the elections a fair and transparent process." The meeting came a day after 30 Thai expats had gathered at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin and raised placards in protest against the Thai PM. They also played the Rap Against Dictatorship song, which has now passed 41 million views on YouTube. General Prayut returns to Thailand today. And a man's been arrested in Hat Yai, Songkhla, trying to smuggle crystal methamphetamine inside a book in a parcel bound for Phuket. Hat Yai police arrested the 31-year-old at a hotel in Hat Yai. He was found with 3 bags of crystal methamphetamine, totaling nearly 82 grams. Drugs inside the parcel box had been placed inside a book about cosmetics. A square space was cut out of the book before putting the bag of crystal methamphetamine inside. The parcel was being sent to the Phuket bus terminal. The man was taken into custody and now at the Hat Yai police station facing legal action. I think he's been watching too many spy films.